Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bryant covering, for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant bunts towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dell Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Camilli trying to get to third. Demery throws the ball into Hack, who tags Camilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Atwood and he is safe. Hack steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood strikes out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitney moves to third. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Earl Brown pinch hits for Dell Young. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney scores. Sherin scores. Martin moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Norris now playing second base. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 0 in the game. Bryant hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Atwood moves to third. Sherin moves to second. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Atwood scores. Sherin scores. Martin moves to third. It's 4-1, Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Klein moves to third. It's 5-1, Phillies. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game. With a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. Marty is hit by the pitch. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Gallen chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gerges. Gerges fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gerges. Whitney moves to third. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Whitney scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Gallen scores. Herman scores. It's 6-3, Phillies. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Demery hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 6-4, Phillies. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Joe Marty. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Earl Grace now catching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 6-5, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Ken O'Day now catching. Phil Cavaretta now playing center field. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 4 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.